this land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, and Eric Reiner behind the glass. Trisha on location. We'll be calling in later. And that's one of my favorite songs from when I was a long time ago.
Woody Guthrie.
Oh, he was
this
awesome.
This land is your land. I live in Black Canyon City over here.
City.
And New River, too.
You know, he was highly influential, I think, to Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I think that was the story.
It's a shame that this isn't a better quality of this. I mean, there's no better quality version
good.
Of this.
And this is one we sang at, you know, like basically in grade school, I remember.
On Earth Day, there's celebrations where people sing This Land Is Your Land as one large chorus. I mean, it's like one of those things where people hold hands and do, you know, so.
That's what we did.
Yeah. Hold hands. I remember those days. I participated in all those college not love-ins, but protests.
I'm talking about Earth Day.
Yeah.
It's a little different than a sock on the door.
Yeah, I missed that one. And this hour brought to you by AZBOTR.com. That's, of course, Business Owners Tax Relief. Reducing taxes. This is really good. This is near and dear to my heart for all eligible companies, schools, municipalities, and various companies. It's a really interesting program, and give them a call, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, Business Owner Tax Relief. Really interesting stuff. See how that works for you.
Well, you know, something else who I'd like to see who works good for you, I don't know how to, you know, I tried with the transition there, with the segue. But, you know, let's bring on our favorite listener, Bobby.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Cut her off, Eric.
From the New York Island.
What?
Wait a minute. Stop
no,
it.
No, do
stop
it.
Sorry, Bob.
I love your voice. Do it again.
No, no.
That was really good.
It was good.
Damn right.
No,
anyway,
I like it.
Dang right.
Are
dang
you related right. to Woody Guthrie?
I may be. Who knows? Oh. I don't know. Do you really know who you're related to?
Yeah.
Your mama lied to you.
I hope that I know who I'm related to.
There you go.
Otherwise, there's possibility of...
Inbreeding.
Yes.
Yes, I could tell that in a heartbeat. Hey, guys, finally got a phone call from this man that I've been trying to get to call me for 15 years now.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, I know it, but then he had a meeting to go to, so I said, you know, I'm going to make that good old boy just wait a little while longer.
You did.
After 15 years?
Yeah,
has it been that long?
I was expecting for him to
I suspect
be,
40.
I was not of legal age when this first started, I just want to say.
When you guys started utero. Talking, there was twice as many animals on the
yes,
earth.
Yes, and dinosaurs.
That's true.
So did he have to wait 15 years because he was married and he had to wait for the wife to somehow disappear
Procol.
Like the fishes in the sea?
That's right. You got it. I was at that documentary for the Ark.
Okay.
That was very, very good. I got some information for you. And other than that, then I came home, saw your message, and just passed out and took a nap. So how's that grab you?
You passed out and took a nap or passed out and
from
then
the message.
Took a nap? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, passed out from
so
the she was so shocked. She was like,
yes, I was verklempt, as they say, or my heart was beating so fast I had to just pass out.
I need to look up some of these words. Can we
yes, you do. Yeah. Anyway.
It's also old age, Bob.
That's the inbreeding. Oh, you better be lucky you hit old age, boy.
That was Greg, by the way.
Okay.
Years and years away
We
from
love
myself.
You. This is Dave.
When you go to stick pins in that doll, just remember it was Greg.
Yes.
No, Eric.
Ooh,
dude.
No,
Eric. Eric, you get no pins in you. I've known you way too long. Oh. Yeah, you get the doll with
You've
no
known
pins.
Me?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, we want details.
So, wait. Eric likes the 50 Shades of Grey stuff. He wants the pins.
Well, no. I wouldn't use
them. You mean you took the pins out and brought them home?
No comment.
You've known him a long time.
I have known him and his cadre and people that he hung around with for a long time.
Oh, really?
No,
anyway,
you don't. How do you know who I hang around with?
That's right. I put it in every bathroom in South Phoenix, okay?
Yeah.
For Eric. a good time call.
Oh, that's where you make
okay. With your own phone number?
Yeah, and then I try and get a hold of you.
That is taxable, by the way.
Get a hold of him, literally.
Right, but sometimes he's missed some pretty good opportunities. Anyway.
Yes, anyway, the art.
I don't know what she's talking about.
That's the best way to do it, Eric. Just go, I don't know what she's talking about. Here's the deal. When's the next bar crawl?
The next bar crawl is actually this coming Friday. It's the halfway to Halloween bar crawl. I hope to see you there. We're all going to be dressed up.
What is the bar crawl point, taking off point?
The taking off point, I would have to look into that. I can look it up
right now.
Well, then call and leave me a message on my recorder since it loves talking to you.
Okay. Well, it's on Mill Avenue this time.
I have a gentleman here, ASU student, educated, said something about he overheard on the radio taking someone in the bathroom for a good time. I put Eric's number on the South Phoenix bathroom walls for a good time call. Eric.
Did you put the price
in? Did you put my number, number, 867-5309?
Negotiation is later.
Oh, you have to negotiate that. But isn't there like a set retail price?
$150.
No. I am what's called a free market trader.
Yeah, but you have to start somewhere, though. What's Eric worth, by the way?
If I can pimp Eric out for big bucks.
Pay for
how much per hour?
I'll give him 10%.
Oh, you're going to give him 10%. He does all the work, though.
But he'll have a lot of the fun.
Yeah, he does all the work. I think it's work.
But at his age, yeah, that is a lot of work.
Has nothing to do with age.
Bobby,
meet me at El Jefe on Friday. That's when we're starting, and then we can put at every stop on
Which
Mill
El
Avenue.
Jefe?
El Jefe is
the one on Mill?
Yeah, on Mill Avenue. At every stop for this halfway to Halloween bar crawl, by the way, it's a charity crawl, we will put Eric's phone number on each stall at each stop.
Yes.
And we'll have all the college students.
And then Eric will contribute 10% of his takings.
Yes. Do that and you'll never be seen again.
Joseph can look through the bar crawl sluts and pick out who he might want for a wife for his children.
Bar crawl? What? No. I don't know.
Well, when you get a group of women, Joseph.
I saw that in the dictionary once.
Yeah, it's like a group of cattle. You evaluate. Cattle. You look which are the best breeders. Which one go to hamburger?
Women are basically cattle.
I was going to say, well, I'm thinking cattle. I'm thinking that, you know, I'm really interested in these husky girls. I don't know what you've heard. I kind of like the skinnier ones.
The ones with tails?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Everyone's got a tail, Eric, for God's sake.
Everyone?
I don't.
I didn't know that.
Feel the back of your backbone at the bottom.
I thought like 55% of the population, though.
Yeah, it's the back of your backbone. Go follow your backbone all the way down. You will find that little knob. That's where the tail was. Your parents cut that off when you were born.
No one told me that. I thought that was a moil.
No, that was the inbreeding. That was the inbreeding.
No.
That was the other side, Dave.
Who was it? Your cousin Bob or
you guys
mother, sister?
Let's all sing together. 1, 2, 3.
This land is your land.
This land is my land. From the California to the California sunset. Boom, 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 boom.
And Eric's number is on the bathroom wall.
Eric's going to call you and me.
Goodbye.
Thank you,
Bob. Thanks, Bobby.
Good day to you.
Take care.
Have fun in your land.
She is
so funny.
Always.
She is hysterical at times.
That was fun, yeah. Yeah.
But Eric, you know, it is taxable.
What's that?
It's pimping.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taxable?
Yeah.
Well,
you could deduct expenses.
If I can't admit I'm breaking the law, then I can't admit.
You're an independent contractor doing
from breaking the law.
It's still taxable.
Well,
yeah. Eric.
Even if it's ill-gotten gains, it's still taxable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, be very careful, Eric, because by where she put your phone number, there's a little hole there in that part of the bathroom.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be careful.
Well, I hope she got my right,
very
my correct number in there.
Hopefully. Yeah.
What was that?
675309.
Yeah. Well, you must know her a long time. Okay.
I don't know her. She doesn't know me. I've never met her.
Yeah. She stands in front of the studio.
That's what I would say.
I don't know
what
she looks like.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, I've talked to her on the phone for probably about 7 years.
Yeah, decades.
There you go.
Oh.
Let's imagine what she looks like, and I'll draw pictures, and next week we'll bring it in.
Wow.
Let's have her email us a picture.
I imagine she looks like you guys in the first Ghostbusters, the librarian at the beginning of the movie. That sees the ghost. I think she probably looks like that.
I don't remember.
You know what? We haven't.
Derek ghost.
If she would just show up at the bar crawl.
Yeah,
you'll know. Yeah, we'll know. I mean,
it's past her bedtime.
Well, 6:30. I was told to call her after 4:30. What is she wait? Is she awake 2 hours a day? So anyway, let's talk about some of the other movies coming out. Alex of Venice. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, one of our friends here from Breakthrough Entertainment, plays a workaholic attorney who is forced to reinvent her life after her husband, played by Chris Messina, suddenly leaves. Now faced with the humdrum and sometimes catastrophic events that permeate the fabric of our lives, she discovers both a vulnerability and inner strength she had not yet tapped, all while trying to hold together her broken family. Now, you know, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think she's a beautiful woman. She's a very talented actress. We have had her on the show. She's a great, great woman, right, Greg?
Oh, she is. She's great.
Unfortunately, even her talent can't save this movie. It's an admirable yet aimless movie. The new drama shifts its focus too frequently, thereby causing the audience's attention to drift and ultimately wane. If anyone would have been able to make this meandering material work, it would have been Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Like I said, she is really talented, but you know, while she is charismatic and identifiable as usual, the tale still proves to be untidy. Perhaps that's the point.
She's a tail too.
Yeah, I think she's got a tail too. As it is a reflection of her character's life. I mean, that's what I think that they were going here. When you this woman's life just kind of falls apart, and so they want kind of like a fallen apart movie, but it remains too jumbled to enjoy. Don Johnson is in this movie. Don Johnson. His character.
He got a job?
Yeah, he got a job.
Yeah, because his daughter became famous and she referred him. Yeah.
That was his second
revived him.
Yeah, but he is in this movie, and he is actually the best part of the movie. As much as I like
Don Johnson.
He's really good in this movie. His character, the performance, and the story, that you know, his subplot steal the show. If this were a movie about his character, this would have easily been a thumbs up, if not a breakthrough. But he's just a subplot. He's just a side note in this movie that is about Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character that I could not care less about. So, thumbs down to Alex
she's
of Venice.
She's so adorable, though.
Yeah, she is. She is. And we'll have her on again for, you know, she's got some other movies coming
up.
And
I think she likes you, too.
Possibly. Well, she is married.
Yeah, she mentioned that last time.
Yeah, she married that, yeah. So, Monsters, Dark Continent. I mentioned this earlier. Monsters. Did you ever see the original Monsters? It was an independent movie.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. Beautiful.
What was it about?
These two people were kind of like hiding that the world had been overtaken by monsters. You kind of only saw their legs most of the time. It was
were they shaved?
I think so. Yeah, it was a really revolutionary movie because it was an independent film, and it was low budget.
I don't think I did see that.
No, well, it was a really good movie. A lot of people just love this movie. It got the director of that film, Gareth Edwards.
I did see that actually.
Yeah. It was pretty
now
good.
Now that I read the synopsis, yes.
It was pretty good. Gareth Edwards directed it, and it got him. They were so, you know, the studios were so impressed.
Scoot.
And they gave him, what?
Scoot.
Scoot?
Scoot McNairy.
Scoot, oh yeah, Scoot McNairy. Well, yeah, that was a really good movie. Monsters Dark Continent is a follow-up to that. In the Middle East, a new insurgency has begun. At the same time, there's also been a proliferation of monsters in that region. The army decides to draft in more numbers to help deal with this insurgency. So basically, this is kind of just a cousin film to that. It was a follow-up. Only these are soldiers. They're fighting the insurgency, but they're not really fighting the monsters. But the monsters are there. Wow, this was such a huge disappointment. A huge, huge disappointment. It's less a sequel than it is a cinematic cousin, a very distant, multiple times removed cinematic cousin. Here we are with the inbreeding again. To the 2010 thriller that preceded it, while the earlier effort blew audiences away with its fresh vision and earned that film, like I said, Gareth Edwards, it earned him a seat at the helm of Godzilla. This follow-up, which, by the way, was written and directed by someone else, Tom Green, it's a tired interpretation of the well-worn war genre. This is just a war movie with monsters in it, like in the background. The fact the fighting takes place on a continent overrun with monsters is simply a side note, adding nothing but artistic anecdotes that aggravate more than they stimulate. Thumbs down to Monsters, Dark Continent. So, Alex of Venice, Monsters, Dark Continent, thumbs down for me.
So a lot of thumbs downs today.
Yeah, a lot of thumbs down.
No, only two, right?
Versus we had three thumbs up for
Monkey
Kingdom, but of course we have a couple other movies that we'll be talking about. Greg, I know that you said that you finally saw something.
I did. You know, Furious 7, obviously, breaking records.
It passed the $1 billion mark. That is amazing.
Yeah, here's the thing with it. You know, it's like when The Dark Knight came out. It actually was a fantastic film.
Yeah,
but obviously, you know, with the Heath Ledger tragedy, I think it added to it in the sense that as great as it was and as much as people were looking forward to it, there's kind of that extra sense like, yeah, let's see him in one of his final roles like that. In a way, similar with Paul Walker. I mean, we've seen him in this character, though, of course, for a number of films. And, you know, obviously not as much screen time as some of the other films, you know, with what happened. But if we cut that out and kind of how they send it off his character in a way without
don't
saying
reveal,
much
yeah.
more. Yeah, of course. I still thought it was a great film. And I love the franchise. You know, I'll say right now, the only one that I really probably wouldn't want to watch again is Fast and Furious, the fourth one. I just thought it was kind of
like
boring.
Okay.
I didn't like it. But the rest, even Tokyo Drift.
I like Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. Especially after Tokyo Drift, where you see, wow, it all ties in with that.
Yes.
That's what made it great. And so, you know, I was thinking, I don't know if you guys come up with lists yet, since we kind of put it on the spot, but first of all, with Furious 7, and I don't do many breakthroughs, I do say it's a breakthrough. I thought it was a good film. You know, it's long, but it goes by quickly. It's a lot of action. Usually I'm not a big action guy, but just the way it's put together, you know, and kind of the revenge factor with both sides, you know, some deaths that we saw in previous films or, you know, in the villain's case, you know, brother injured in coma type situation. So definitely a film if you haven't seen yet, but you probably have. Everyone seems to have seen this. But see it again. Just fantastic.
Yeah, I would say it would be my favorite of the Fast and Furious films.
Yeah.
I would say my least favorite may have been the previous one, Fast and Furious 6.
Oh,
I thought there was too much melodrama in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of with you on number 4 as well. I don't remember it that well.
Yeah.
I think they were just relying on the fact that they were bringing all the stars back together for the first time after, you know, two installments.
Mm-hmm.
I did like Tokyo Drift, and we can't, you know, deny the first two were great.
Yeah.
I really liked Fast 5, though. Isn't that the one where they did the whole jump from one to the other? I
yeah.
know they're always doing these amazing things, but there was like a big gap in the road or something like that.
Yeah, and we got to meet Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I thought that was probably my second favorite, maybe.
Yeah, I liked that a lot as well. I mean, I'm with you. Furious 7... It's so close, though, because number 2 and 3 are all... 1 to 3, I mean, you could interchange them. The Fast and Furious, the original, there's so many memories from that when that came out. And
didn't you feel
was
old
obsessed.
When you saw the you know, again, we don't want to reveal too much, but we see Paul Walker when he was younger.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely does feel like that, and I remember back from seeing it the first time. I remember leaving the theater, how everyone was revving their engines, everyone...
Yep.
The car
it makes you,
craze
when you're,
was
when
there.
You're pulling out of the theater, you're kind of like, you feel like you're in that driver's seat after you see a Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, yeah, but especially with that first one, because that was really more, you know,
just racing.
Now it's turned
stunts.
Into kind of stunts and action, but that's fine. So I have that. Third, I have Fast 5. I agree with you. It's fantastic. Furious 6, I did like a little more, I think, than you. I did think it was good. I was okay with some of the drama with it. And again, a lot of the characters in that, some sad stuff kind of we get introduced to. Too Fast, Too Furious, I have behind that. Kind of a ways behind that, but really did like it. Tokyo Drift, close with that. The Tokyo Drift liked. The thing is that after the other ones came out, and I realized it tied together, liked even more, but I'll still put it where it is. The only one I didn't like, again, was Fast and Furious, but the first, you know, the first six on my list, loved all of them, you know, you know, when they're on TV or whatever, of course, other than Furious 7 right now, you know, could watch over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I won't put you on the spot. During the break, well, I'll ask you if you cried at the end of Furious 7.
Yes, some tears.
Okay, all right.
Very good the way they did that.
All right, well, you know, after the break, we're going to have on singing impressionist Bob Anderson. It's also going to be your first chance to win one of two pairs of tickets, including a hotel stay at the Venetian for one night, valid through the end of June. Restrictions apply. You'll hear all about that.
Does that cover airfare, too?
No, not airfare. No. We want you to drive there like Vin Diesel. And this.
Not like
we don't want to do that. No. Be safe out there on the road. Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day show. This is Michael Jackson singing Earth Song.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I remember that he used to invite me over to his ranch.
He had the best Jesus.
Oh, yeah, he left you there for days.
Yeah. Tori Feldman was there with us.
He was.
Probably Colton.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Come visit me again.
We'll be right back.